Once four priests were spending a couple of days in the house. The evening, they decided to tell each other their biggest temptation. The first priest said, "Well, it's a kind of embarrassing, but my big temptation is gluttony." "My temptation is worse," said the second priest. "It's gambling." "Mine is worse still," said the third priest. "I sometimes cannot control the urge to drink." The fourth priest was quiet. "Brothers, I hate to say this," he said, "but my temptation is worse of all. I love to gossip. And if you guys will excuse me, I'd like to make a few phone calls." My brothers and sisters, we are now on the season of Lent, and this is a 40 days journey with the Lord. Why 40? In the Bible, as we all know, we can see a lot of events referring to this number 40. Noah was on the ark and reigned for 40 days. Elijah walked in the desert for 40 days. Moses spent 40 days on Mount Sinai. The Hebrews roamed in the desert for 40 days after they were delivered by God from Egypt. So what's so special about 40? 40 is a biblical length of time that represents the period of purification before a momentous change. After the 40 days of flood, mankind was purified, ready to start anew. After 40 days on Mount Sinai, Moses was purified, ready to receive the holiness code. He descended the mountain with the tablets of the Ten Commandments and a sure way for the Hebrews to live as God's people. And 40 years later, their children and grandchildren would enter the Promised Land as people who have faith in God, not like their parents and grandparents whose faith wavered. After 40 days in the desert, Elijah was empowered to renew God's people. After 40 days in the desert, Jesus was strengthened to do the battle with the tempter. What happened during the 40 days that Jesus was in the desert? Through prayer and fasting, Jesus was fortified to do the will of the Father. He was strengthened to wage war against evil. The goals of his 40 days were first to obey the Father and do all that was true, good, and beautiful. And second, to bring his people out of darkness into the light. And after 40 days in the desert, after defeating the tempter, Jesus began his public ministry, his public life. How about us? What will happen to us if we are determined Christians to do our 40 days of Lent? We are prepared, enriched, and fortified to obey our God and have the strength to join the war against the evil one. Lent is about God, about loving, serving, and obeying Him. Lent is about our brothers and sisters the million of people who are suffering in the darkness of their lives, the millions of people who need hope and love, care and concern, the millions of people who are in the refugee camps because of war and conflict, who need food, shelter, and security. The gospel is teaching us all of these things. It is not about gratifying our desire for power and material wealth, or even replacing God with us being the gods, and give way to greed, destruction of innocent people for selfish gain, and destroying what God created. My dear brothers and sisters, life is and always about God, not ourselves. We are challenged not to listen to the world that tells us to seek success, power, and money, but rather listen to God, who tells us to seek humility, service, and love. The season of Lent, we are called for 40 days to prepare for the battle of our lives, 40 days to come closer to God, 40 days to be attuned to His guidance, 40 days to grow stronger in our faith, 40 days to get a better control of ourselves, 40 days to join the Lord in the victory of life over death, 40 days to help others in their suffering and helplessness. As the saying goes, the happiest people may not have the best, but they make the best of everything. Let us enjoy the coffee, not complain about the cup. Let us live simply, love generously, forgive until it hurts, care deeply, speak kindly, and live uprightly. My dear brothers and sisters, may the 40 days with the Lord bring us blessings and graces and strengthen us to be closer to God, and pray that we may not fall into temptations. Like Jesus Christ in the desert, our prayer and fasting will help us to conquer evil by good, to strengthen us in times of difficulties and problems and temptations. So therefore, let make our 40 days be a time to renew ourselves, our relationship with God. Let this be our prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, you are tempted in the desert 3 times because of your persevering love, humility, and relying on your Father's will. Fill us with the same spirit and courage to face all temptations these 40 days of Lent and throughout our lives. May we renounce anything that is evil and contrary to your goodness and love. Amen.